One of the pirates caught the piece of cloth. "It's a key," he said. "It's even better than a key," Jack said. "It's a drawing of a key." The sailors didn't understand. They looked at Gibbs.
"Captain," Gibbs said, "we wanted gold and..."
Jack turned to his men. "What do keys do?" he asked. "They unlock things," Leach said, suddenly excited.
"Important things," Gibbs said.
He imagined chests full of gold.
"So, we're going to unlock something."
Jack shook his head.
"No, we don't have the key yet, so we can't unlock anything, stupid."
The sailors looked at Jack.
"So, we're going to find the key?" Gibbs asked.
"A key won't help us," Jack said impatiently. "We don't know what it opens."
"Please," he added, "try to understand."
"So, which way are we going?"
another pirate asked.
"Ah, yes."
Jack opened his compass. On his last adventure, this compass took him to Isla de Muerta and the hidden treasure. But this time, he seemed unhappy when he looked at it. He closed it quickly and waved his arm.
"Pull up the sails! Let's go that way," he finally said, pointing toward the ocean.
"Captain?" Gibbs asked.
"I'll plan our trip later. Now, hurry and start sailing," Jack ordered.
The men were unhappy, but prepared to sail.
"The captain's acting a little strange," one pirate said quietly to Gibbs.
"Yes,"
Gibbs answered.
"He doesn't know where we're going."
Outside a small church in the Caribbean town of Port Royal, Elizabeth Swan was on her knees in her wedding dress, her tears mixed with the rain. Around her were overturned chairs and no husband. Slowly, she went inside to wait. Through her tears, she saw a man come into the church. With him were an officer and a group of soldiers who were pushing a prisoner. The prisoner was the man she wanted to marry, Will Turner.
"Will," Elizabeth called, "what's happening?"
"I don't know," Will said sadly. "You look beautiful," he added softly.